ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 86th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 40। तदंबसा महाभागा आत्मानं सगृहान् वयं स्नापयाम चक्र उद्धर्षो लब्ध सर्व मनोरथः। तदंबसा महाभागा आत्मानं सगृहान्वयम् स्नापयाम चक्र उद्धर्षो लब्ध सर्व मनोरथः। तदंबसा महाभागा आत्मानं सगृहान्वयम् स्नापयाम चक्र उद्धर्षो लब्ध सर्व मनोरथः। सर्व उद्धर्षो लब्ध सर्व मनोरथः। महाभागा नाम सगृहान् वयम् आत्मनं सर्व उद्धर्षो लब्ध सर्व मनोरथः। महाभागा स्नापयम चक्र उद्धर्षो लब्ध सर्व मनोरथः। लेडीज महाभागा आत्मानं सगृहान्वयम् स्नापयम् चक्र उद्धर्षो शुक्रलब्ध्वा मनोरथः। आत्मानं सगृहान्वयम् स्नापयाम चक्र उद्धर्षो लब्ध सर्व मनोरथः। तत् विद दैट अंबसा वाटर महाभागः वेरी पायस आत्मानम हिमसेल्फ स अलोंग विथ गृह हिज हाउस अंतयम अन्वयम एंड हिज फैमिली स्नापयम चक्रे ही बेद उद्धर्षः ओवरजॉयड लब्धा हैविंग अटेन्ड सर्व ऑल मनोरथः डिजायर्स। ट्रांसलेशन विद द वॉश वाटर द वर्चुअस श्रुतदेव copiously sprinkled himself, his house and his family. Overjoyed, he felt that all his desires had now been fulfilled. There is no purport. The next verse.
Falarhano shira shivamrutambubhir mrudasurabhya tulasi kushambujai aradhayamasyatopapannaya saparyaya sattva vivardhanandhasa.
He worshipped them with offerings of auspicious items easily available to him, such as fruits, ushira root, pure nectarian water, fragrant clay, tulasi leaves, kusha grass, and lotus flowers. Then he offered them food that increases the mood of goodness. Next verse.
Satarkayamas kuto maman mabhut grihandakupe patitasya sangamaha yasarvatirthas padapadarenubhi krishne nachasyatmaniketa bhusurai.
He wondered, how is that I, fallen into the blind well of family life, have been able to meet Lord Krishna? And how have I also been allowed to meet these great Brahmanas who always carry the Lord within their hearts? Indeed, the dust of their feet is the shelter of all holy places. Next verse.
Supavishtan kratatithyan shruta deva upasthitaha sabharya svajanav apatya vachanghraim bhimarshana.
When his guests were seated comfortably, having each received a proper welcome, Shrutadev approached them and sat down nearby with his wife, children and other dependents. Then while massaging the Lord's feet, he addressed Sri Krishna and the sages.
Shrutadeva uvacha nadyano darshanam prapta param parama purushaha yarhidam shakti bihi srishtva pravishto yatma sattaya.
Shrutadeva said, it is not that we have attained the audience of Supreme Person only today, for we have in fact been associating with him ever since he created this universe with his energies and then entered it in his transcendental form.
Yathashayanaha purusho manasaivatma mayaya srishtva lokam param swapnam anuvishyavabhasate.
The Lord is like a sleeping person who creates a separate world in his imagination and then enters his own dream and sees himself within it. Purport. In the illusion of his dream, a sleeping person creates an apparent world, complete with cities populated by the fictional products of his imagination. In somewhat the same way, the Lord manifests the cosmos. Of course, the creation is not illusory for the Lord, but it is for those souls who are put under the control of his Maya potency. As per service to the Lord, Maya deludes the conditioned souls into accepting as real her temporary insubstantial manifestations.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjarashalakaya Chakshurunmilatam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very beautiful narration of Sri Krishna's visit to Mithila is going on. And the two wonderful devotees who are different from each other in the external sense are being described and worshipped and glorified here. At this moment we are on the description of Shrutadeva Brahman. Very significantly, Shrutadeva Brahman, it is described about him that he was very, very satisfied in whatever he had. And in Krishna book, while describing Krishna's birth, Srila Prabhupada writes that for the mind, satisfaction is extremely important. And satisfaction also is a purification of mind. Cleansing of mind is understood by satisfaction. The mind is clean, that means it is satisfaction. So this satisfaction is such an important item that it is explained by the purport who has given Prabhupada disciples. The glory of being satisfied in whatever we have will be revealed in the life of Shrutadeva in the future. And what is that glory? The Lord Himself came all the way to His house. They never left Bahulashva and Shrutadeva, their homes, because they had their deity worship. They worship the Lord at home. So Lord, all the way, you know, where is Dwarka and where is Mithila? Mithila is at the border of Nepal actually. So far actually. And Lord had to go with the speed of the wind actually. Speed of the mind maybe. Still He was meeting everybody on the way. That is something very significant. And then He is dividing Himself into two. And not only He is dividing Himself, but also His associates into two. To give the fullest benefit to both the devotees. And the bottom line of the two personalities, the character of these two personalities, is their extraordinary humility. One is humble in his poor conditions, and one is humble even in his richest conditions, being a king. So for us to understand is that it is never that what we have around us or with us is impressive to the Lord. What impresses the Lord is how you use those things around you in His service and how you remain satisfied in whatever you have. Understanding as all those surroundings of you, maybe poor or rich, is the perfect arrangement for the Lord for us to make advancement. Whatever, whether we are brahmacharis, whether we are sannyasis, grihasthas, the situations happening around us in our life by the will of the Lord are perfectly designed by the Lord, tailor-made for all of us to make progress in Krishna consciousness. So Sri Shrutadev, you know, it is said that he had to also borrow things, whatever meager things he offered to the Lord. Like something like, you know, gunny sack bag, we call ghonpat. Those things he offered for the Lord to sit down on the ground. Another place he sat on the singhasanas. And in his house, in a hut, he sat on the cow dung pasted floor on the ground with all the sages. And it is explained that what he used, whatever was easily available to him, he used. What he used? Fruits, pure nectarian water, fragrant clay, tulsi leaves, kusha grass, lotus flowers. Even these things are opulent nowadays. If you are able to opulent, this is very, very opulent. But it's very significant here that these things were very easily and naturally available. And even the life itself was so rich and elevated in those days. So poorest of man will also afford to have lotus flowers, which we have to spend a lot of money today if we have to get those. Pure nectarian water, how difficult it is to get. But these simple things were offered with great love and affection by dear Shrutadev Brahmin. And he pleased the Lord by offering his heart. What was the most impressive thing to the Lord? That he was in spite of Lord personally visiting his house, blessing him with all the saints and association of the saints, he's thinking, what is the qualification of mine? How am I qualified? I'm so fallen. I am in Graham Andakupam. I am in a Grastha ashram, like a deep, dark, blind well. And still I don't understand how all these great devotees have come to my house to bless my house. Because he knew that arriving of the great devotees of the Lord to your home, which can be the fortune of all of us. But along with that, the Lord also is accompanying them. And having their dust of feet getting distributed in the house is the greatest fortune for anybody in this life. May he be grihastha, may be a sannyasi. Having the association of the pure devotees of the Lord who are sincere and simple-hearted, devoted to the Lord, to have them in your house is such a powerful thing, because the dust of the lotus feet has all the secrets hidden in them about the intimacy and the loving realizations that a devotee can afford to have in life. It is all hidden in the particles of dust which are accompanying the lotus feet of all the sages which are traveling all over the world. Shuddhadev explains here, Tirthi Tirthanti Kurvani, as Bhagavatam says also, that all the holy places we go to visit, to take shelter of there and achieve the association of Lord and the pastime which took place there. All such holy places take shelter at the dust of the pure devotees of the Lord, which make them moving holy places. Even in 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna is explained to his father also that the power of purification, many, many things in the world have. But the power of purification which the association of pure devotees have cannot be matched by anything. The intensity and the capacity that the lotus feet of the pure devotees have to give us the maximum realization, nothing else has got. Like you can take bath in the river, visit the holy places. The most powerful thing of all in magnitude of giving us spiritual realization is the company of devotees. And the dust of the devotees means the possibility of serving them. When we say I took the dust of the lotus feet of a devotee, it means actually means we should serve them. We should serve them, and through the service, that secret of devotional service which they have can be revealed, transferred to our heart as a realization, not as knowledge. So that fortune is being experienced here by Shrutadev. And then he did whatever his capacity was. What was most impressive and pleasing to all the sages was his mood, was his consciousness, with which he welcomed them, with which he made them comfortable, with which we served them with whatever he had. That mood was very impressive, and that is why everybody whom he served was very satisfied. And then, as Bahulashwar did, he also went and sat at the feet of Lord Krishna and took the two beautiful lotus feet of the Lord in his lap and started massaging them so nicely. Look at the fortune. Bahulashwar did the same thing. In ecstasy, he was having the feet of the Lord in his lap and he was massaging them so nicely and lovingly and devotionally, with so much of sentiments of love that he had in the heart. And then he's addressing that, I am not qualified for this. I don't think ever I have done anything which can qualify me to have this fortune. Having you in my house, having your lotus feet in my lap, having surrounded by all the great sages who bestow the choices of realization to everybody in this world, it is unbelievable. It's a dreamy situation. But still, I understand it's a truth, and you have come. And then he is glorifying the Lord philosophically. But the Lord is always impressed by the sentiment of the heart. Philosophy is always there, which is very important to establish our faith in the Lord. But what sprouts from the established faith in our heart is the sentiment of love, which is very attractive and which is very impressive to the Lord for his devotees. So, very impressive personality, Shrutadev Brahmin, which tells us that we do not need to have all those opulent things in life to impress the Lord. Because ultimately, whatever is available to us as in the form of opulence or wealth is going to go away with time. Even within the lifespan also, things come and go. Other things come when previously other things were not there. New things come. New things also go. Everything goes in the course of time. So if we depend on those things to please the Lord, then maybe we will not be able to please the Lord, as per our conception. But if we understand, things just come and go, and whatever comes on our way, we can use them in service to God to please them. Especially for us grihasthas, we are very attracted to having opulence and money, and we want more and more, and we are never satisfied. We are upset about somebody else having more than us. And at times of childhood, we are upset because somebody has a better toy than us. At adulthood, we are upset because somebody has a better car than us, better house than us, and better things than us. In this situation, this example of Shruti Devi is extremely inspiring. Because the Lord is actually proving him that I am not impressed by your opulence. In Damodara Ashtakam also, the Lord says, Swagosham Nimajjantam Akhyapayantam. I am boldly declaring to everybody, I am not impressed by money, I am not impressed by wealth, I am not impressed by philosophical jargon, I am not impressed by anything external. I am simply captured and impressed and purchased by those devotees who love me. And they may not be rich. That is the message for us. So, because today is the disappearance day of three great personalities, in short, we want to repeat again and again and again by meditating and praying at the lotus feet of Shrutadeva Brahmin, then let us not have the understanding that we need things to please the Lord. We already have enough of those things that we need to please the Lord. That is the heart. That is the sentiment. That is the feeling that Lord has already given you. And it is fully independent. We are fully independent to develop them and use them the way we like. Getting things from outside may not be in our capacity, in our independence. I would like to have maybe 100 kilos of gold to make ornament for the Lord, but I may not be able to get it. But the heart is yours in fully. And what to think, how to offer devotion, consciousness is within our independence. So actually we are endowed with full richness that we need to actually have. Richness is that which helps you to ultimately please the Lord and attract His mercy. That is something called as richness. Rest everything may be rich, may be opulent. If not able to be pleasing to the Lord, then all that is useless actually. It is not richness actually. Richness is when we are able to please the Lord with that particular thing that we think we have. Hare Krishna. So today we very fortunate to have an auspicious day of disappearance of three great personalities. We will discuss first Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. We have all the six Goswamis standing on the altar, and we have Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami sitting down writing Chaitanya Charitamrita. Such a inspiring sight actually. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was born in 1505 and he disappeared in 1579. He is one of the most mysterious Goswamis, and not much is known as other Goswamis, but still whatever is known is extremely intense and powerful. His father was Tapan Mishra, the famous personality, who moved to Varanasi just 2 years before Raghunath Bhatta was born, in 1503. And he was born in Varanasi. And he was raised when he became 9 years old. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu en route from Vrindavan to Puri came to Varanasi. And in Varanasi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came actually to meet Chandrasekhar and Tapan Mishra. One purpose. Second purpose, to instruct Sanatan Goswami, which he did for 2 months, because of which the scriptures appeared from Sanatan Goswami. He also wanted to defeat Mayavadis, which he did in Varanasi. And fourth was to accept the humble service of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was so naturally attracted, as if the Lord of his life he met, And the Lord also recognized his eternal associate. And there was very intense interactions, exchanges of love when they met. Lord stayed in Chandrasekhar's house in Varanasi. But he took everyday lunch at Tapan Mishra's house. At that time, Raghunath Bhatta did lots of menial service to the Lord. He massaged his feet. He served him prasad, whatever he wanted. After prasadam, he massaged his feet. Then he washed all his plates for 2 months and ate all his Mahaprasad also, whatever was remnant on the Lord's plate. After these 2 months of service, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and went to Puri. And Raghunath Bhatta, you know, his heart sank in the ocean of separation because so much attraction, so much attachment intensely he developed for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then again at the age of 20, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami went to Puri with his very dear friend Ramadas, who was devotee of Lord Ram. And he went to Puri and fell at the lotus feet of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord introduced him with great love to all the devotees. And then, for 8 months, Lord bestowed upon him extraordinary mercy in the form of having lunch with him every day. In the form of giving after his lunch all remnants to Raghunath Bhatta. Then Raghunath Bhatta every day massaged Lord Chaitanya's feet. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught him Vedic knowledge regularly, every single day. And then Lord instructed him again to go back to Varanasi. He said, you go back, please serve your parents nicely till they are alive, and after that you again can come back to Puri. And Lord instructed him not to get married because he had so much inclination for renunciation. So he instructed him not to get married. The Lord ordered him to study Srimad Bhagavatam. And while sending him away to back to Varanasi, Lord took out his tulsi mala around his neck and put it around the neck of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Then Raghunath Bhatta Goswami stayed in Varanasi for 4 years. And only 2 things he did in the 4 years. He served his parents from the bottom of his heart very, very lovingly and responsibly. And second, he absorbed himself in study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Only 2 things he did as per the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then his parents passed away and then naturally he went back to Puri. At this time he stayed again in Puri for 8 months. And Lord Chaitanya instructed him at the end of the 8 months, go to Vrindavan. Remain under the guidance of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Chant Hare Krishna in ecstasy. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and read Srimad Bhagavatam continuously. Lord Chaitanya gave him at this time some betel nuts and a huge tulsi mala which was Lord Jagannath Mahaprasad from Jagannath Puri. And he gave and wore him around his neck. Immediately Raghunath Bhatta Goswami went to Vrindavan and took shelter of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And he took charge of the Govinda Dev deity of Rupa Goswami. He personally made ornaments by his own hands. He made the flute, he made the shark shepherd earrings, and he made necklaces, he made waist belts, he made rings, everything by his own hand. And thus he worshipped Lord Govinda and he was studying Srimad Bhagavatam with so much intensity. But unique feature of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was, he was not reading Srimad Bhagavatam, he used to sing Srimad Bhagavatam. From 4 to 6 different melodies, we call Chanda, he had mastered, and he would recite Srimad Bhagavatam in those Chandas, and that completely melted the hearts of fellow Brijvasis, and he became the dear darling of all the Brijvasis. So his specification, why he is famous today, we know him, 3 things. His singing Hare Krishna Mahamantra, his cooking for the Lord, and his recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam in variety of melodies. The same Srimad Bhagavatam shloka which we read here in the prose fashion, they appear to be so beautiful, so attractive that we want to go back and study the same shlokas when they are recited very nicely. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is kavya, it is not prose. We have written down to understand it in the prose fashion. So Prabhupada wrote down commentary in prose. But actually this is kavya, sprung from the lotus mouth of Vyasadeva and then Shukadeva Goswami and then Suta Goswami. And this song of Srimad Bhagavatam gives us the taste of Krishna consciousness when we sing it so beautifully. So in future of our Krishna conscious movement, what is going to be most attractive is when we not recite, but we sing the shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Then today also is, let us offer our humble obeisances to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami to give us some taste to study Srimad Bhagavatam and learn to sing the beautiful poetry of Srimad Bhagavatam for the pleasure of the Lord and to attract conditioned souls in this world. Then we come to Raghunath Das Goswami. He is like a big legend. We can go on speaking for hours and hours. His Holiness Radhana Swami and so many other sannyasis have given lectures on Raghunath Das Goswami in hours and hours and hours. But we will try to touch upon few things. Raghunath Das Goswami. One of the most important thing about Raghunath Das Goswami was about his renunciation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told, anybody who imitates the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami, he may get destroyed. Because he would take a palm full of buttermilk once in 3 days, and while taking he would curse himself for having sense gratification. If we drink 2-3 glasses of buttermilk also, we feel it's just like peanuts, you know, like my hunger is so much, my needs are so much. You know, he is cursing himself. Okay, this is also sense gratification. I should not take this also. To the extent he was detached from his body, we cannot imitate, you know, we will die actually. That is a fact. And the attachment and love that he had to Swarup Damodar and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extraordinary. Because when he, of course, the most important thing what we know, that he was a prince actually. Although from not very higher caste, but was very, very wealthy. He actually was a natural inheritant of all the wealth in the, I was just wondering that 500 years back, if somebody has got 12 lakh rupees income per year, you know how much that can be today? And then they developed it to 20 lakh rupees per year. 500 years back, when today you and me may not have that much income in today's rupees value. But this was the wealth, and somebody has written gold coins. They used to earn 20 lakhs gold coins per year. And they were so powerful and influential, and the only son, two brothers were there, Hiranya and Govardhan, and only one had the son. Other did not have any issue. So he's the only son. And he was supposed to be inheriting all the property. But he had no attraction for them. He was repeatedly running behind Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they got him married with a beautiful girl, which is like an angel-like girl, having qualities of demigods, such shield, such culture, such behavior. But still he was running. One time he met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur, and fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed him and sent him back. Again he went to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur again. Again fell at his lotus feet. That time he said, live like a worldly man of pounds and shilling person. And then he became an expert businessman. A very great crisis came in his family regarding the Nawab Hussain and the money matters. And very intelligently he solved them. And then again Lord Nityananda came to Panihati and he asked his father, can I go? The mother said, no, no, no. Then father said, "Arey, the heavenly damsel-like beautiful wife cannot bind him. The soldiers cannot bind him. He keeps running. One who has received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can you bind him with all these things? It's impossible. Let him go. We are not his controllers. We cannot control him. He has been captured by the emotion and love and mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So he went, he arranged Panihati festival, won the hearts of all devotees. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the very joking mood, in the mood of punishment, put his lotus foot on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami and blessed him with devotion. And that time Raghunath Das Goswami understood that this is the key to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Nityananda Prabhu has blessed me. And then finally everybody was convinced that now he is worldly man and he is doing all his job nicely. So one day the Devi Pujari got sick, so he said, I will do Devi worship. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him very, very important thing. Live like a woman who is married to a husband but has love with somebody else outside. She does all the household work so perfectly that the husband at home will not have any doubt, even in glimpse of his doubt, that she must be having some affair outside. And after satisfying the husband at home so nicely, then she goes and meets the paramour. That means what's going on in her heart, no one knows. So similarly, you do your duties in the world as if you are a worldly man. But in your heart of hearts, keep meditating on the Lord whom you love. And this is actually a message for all of us also. We all are supposed to be working in the world. We all have our worldly duties. Sannyasis, grahastha, everybody has to do their duties in the world. But we have to live like this only. That keep doing all the duties very nice. Never hesitate, never become lazy, never become non-performer of the duty. Never become a object for criticism by the worldly people that, you know, see, you become devotee, you don't study only. You don't get good marks when you become a devotee. In the college we have this. And when you become grahastha, then you say, see, after you become devotee, you become negligent of your duties. You don't take care of your mother, you don't take care of your wife, your children, you don't educate them properly. All time you're in temple, then ladies, they are criticizing that they neglect their children and go to temple. Children are starving, unattended. You know? Now we should do all these duties perfectly. So that we should show people that when you become devotee, you can do your duties much better than what others can do. And still, while doing all those duties perfectly, from the bottom of our heart, as part of our devotional service, our heart should dwell in the thoughts of Krishna. And it is possible, no? It's not, don't think it's impossible. We have to just have the desire to do it. And Raghunath Goswami, Das Goswami did that. And then one day, at the opportune time, he left and gave up his life to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some of the stories I remember that he came to Vrindavan. After Jagannath Puri, he was sent to Vrindavan by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and revealed Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and instructed Raghunath Das Goswami, you please develop it. So today, of course, today is the third stage of development. First stage, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed the puddles. Second stage, Raghunath Das Goswami actually, you know, renovated them, make them, give them shape and nice boundary, nice water. And then some other local king, third stage, he developed. So what we see today is the third stage. So he used to worship, chant the holy name of the Lord every single day. 100,000 holy names of the Lord. He used to offer 1,000 dandavats to the Lord's deity every day. His deity was Radha Giridhari. And am I right? And he was offering 2,000 dandavats to each and every Vaishnava. That means 2,000, I mean, I'm sorry, one dandavat to 2,000 Vaishnavas every single day. And full day absorption in the holy name. And one day he was sitting in the bank of Radha Kund, when he was absorbed in the holy name, completely oblivious to things around, a tiger came to drink water in Radha Kund. That time Radha Kund was in jungle actually, forest. And Sanatana Goswami was watching him. And he also watched that Sri Krishna came and with a stick chased away the tiger to save Raghunath Das Goswami from the possible attack of the tiger. So Das Goswami was told by Sanatana Goswami, Hare, what kind of a devotee you are? You are chanting Hare Krishna to serve the Lord and the Lord is coming and serving you. Don't sit outside, make your own kuti and protect yourself. Why put Lord in service? They're still neglected. And next time in the middle of the summer, you know, Vrindavan goes today to 52 degrees centigrade. It's burning, every atom of the body is burning. At that time, his body must be burning, but he has nothing to feel about that. He is chanting the holy name. And Radharani felt so bad that Radharani came and spread her Uttariya Vastra over Raghunath Das. And she was sweating from her forehead. Her forehead was filled with the droplets of divine sweat. And this is also Sanatana Goswami is observing. He said, what kind of a devotee you are? You chant the holy name to please Radha and Krishna and to serve them. And you are engaging the supreme mistress of Krishna in your service by giving shade to you. At that time he took very seriously. And whatever you see today, a small kuti was built by him that time. At Radha Kund he resided for a long time. And at Radha Kund, Janava Devi, the very consort of Nityananda Prabhu, came and meet him. Bhakti Ratnakar explains very beautifully their meeting. Janava Devi had such respect for Raghunath Das Goswami. She offered dandavat, he offered dandavat. He was very weak that time. When she came to Vrindavan, people told him that Raghunath Das Goswami is very weak because of his severe austerities. His health is not good. He is in too much separation. Because he wanted to commit suicide. When Lord Chaitanya departed, and little later Swarup Damodar departed, when the two of the lords of his life departed, he was like completely shattered. He didn't want to live actually. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him and then put him under shelter of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who actually became his guru. So when they left, he wanted to commit suicide, jump from Govardhan and end his life. So that time Rupa Sanatan Goswami came to him and told him, this body, if you say it is belonging to Lord, what right do you have to destroy it? You are supposed to only engage in service to Krishna. Very significant message for all of us also. Many a times we think so many things about our body, this way or that way, too much attachment or too much detachment. When too much difficulties come, we are so detached. When happiness comes, we are so attached. Same body. But ultimately, if we think that this body is belonging to Krishna, given to us as an instrument to serve Him, we have no right to do anything good or bad to the body. Body will just go in its own direction. We have to just go on utilizing our body in service to Krishna. Because of that persuasion and counseling, Raghunath Das Goswami accepted the counseling, and they said, instead of trying to commit suicide, why don't you share your experiences with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri? In our Krishna conscious life, when we have too much suffering in life, at that time only we forget that getting absorbed in the Leela of the Lord is the medicine for our suffering in life. We forget that time. We preach, we talk in lectures also. But when we actually have suffering, we don't rush to the books of Lord's pastimes or Srimad Bhagavatam or Gaur Leela. Actually, one can experience when we are in distress, if you really remember and open the scripture and read the Leela of the Lord, you will be completely oblivious to the suffering what you were just few minutes ago going through. So Raghunath Das Goswami sat there every day 3 hours and recited the memories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which he had along with Swarup Damodar Goswami as his guru. And that became a part of Chaitanya Charitamrut, because Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also was there in the audience. He was noting down the notes of the descriptions of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So this is the glory. We all can mitigate our miseries by simply remaining absorbed in the holy name of the Lord, in the pastimes of the Lord. We don't have to cry actually. We can always be smiling and happy. Then when he was renovating Radhakund, Shyamakund, we know that Pancha Pandavas came in his dream and told him, we are worshipping here in the form of trees, don't cut us. So that's why he stopped the digging and then made Shyamakund in a zigzag manner, keeping those 5 trees intact. Today also we have the Dharmaraj tree, is no more, but the remnant of Dharmaraj tree is still there at Pancha Pandav Ghat, where Radharani and Gopis come and take bath at 11:48 in the morning every day at the bank of Shyamakund. Then he made Gopi Kuwa, where people are washing their clothes in Radhakund. So he felt that Radhakund water is so divine, it should not be used for washing our clothes. So he made separate well for the Brijvasis to wash. And when they were digging and digging and excavating, suddenly a splash of blood came. Everybody got scared and ran to Raghunath Das Goswami. He stopped the excavation. And in the dream, Govardhan came, Krishna came and told, you have hit my tongue. Please remove it and install it. So he made Jivva Mandir, which is also there at the banks of Radhakund. So many beautiful pastimes. One significant thing about Jiva Goswami's intelligence is, at that time when Jiva Goswami became a prominent acharya, took over the leadership of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Muslims were very active. Yavanas were coming and destroying the samadhis of Hindu acharyas, Vaishnava acharyas. They would dig the samadhi and destroy the bodies of the acharyas. So when Raghunath Das Goswami left his body, purposefully, intelligently, and looking at the local situation, Jiva Goswami did Daha Sanskar of Raghunath Das Goswami's body while he was supposed to be buried in Samadhi, given Samadhi Sanskar, but did Daha Sanskar. And ashes he put, and today Samadhi what we have is having actually ashes, Raksha, the Asti Raksha of Raghunath Das Goswami. So that such a great Acharya may not be possibly insulted, dishonored by the Yavanas who were moving in Vrindavan in a very atrocious manner. So we offer our unlimited dandavats to Raghunath Das Goswami. Because all of us are attached in this material world to so many things. But with the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami, we will get some desire and some maybe power to give up those things which are hindrance on our way to meet the Lord. And Raghunath Das Goswami, the way he had absorption in Krishna, in service, in the holy name, we can pray to him to also offer us that devotion and attachment to the Lord. And today also happens to be the disappearance day of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Before we go into that, let us understand the lineage of parampara. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's primary servant was Swarup Damodar Goswami. He initiated Raghunath Das Goswami. Then Raghunath Das Goswami accepted Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as his disciple. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepted Narottam Das as his disciple, who accepted Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur as his disciple, and then who accepted Jagannath Das Babaji as his disciple, who Bhaktivinoda Thakur took his Shiksha Guru, and Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj accepted Bhaktivinoda Thakur as Shiksha Guru. Then Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj initiated Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who became the Guru of our dear Srila Prabhupada. Krishnadas Kaviraj, not much known is about his birth details, but still, finally then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami himself described somewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he was born in Jhamatpur. Jhamatpur is near Vardhaman in Bengal. His parents' names are also disputable. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also says that we have got through some names, but we are not very sure about those names. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Significantly, Raghunath Das Goswami was born in 1494 and Krishnadas was born in 1496. Raghunath Das Goswami disappeared in 1586 and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami disappeared in 1588. So 2 years before he took birth, 2 years afterwards he left his world. 2 years after Das Goswami he took birth, and 2 years after Das Goswami left his world, he also left his world. And on the same day he left this world. Ashwin Dvitiya, Dwadashi, after Ekadashi. Lord Nityananda appeared in Jhamatpur in the dream to Krishnadas and initiated him in the dream. And then there is a place where his house is. In his house there is a lotus footprints of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And his khadav also are there. That is the very place he was initiated by Lord Nityananda. And in Prema Vilas, it is explained that he got Mantra Diksha from Raghunath Das Goswami when he came to Vrindavan. Very significantly, life of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is very vast. But what is, in short time we can understand is his contribution as of Chaitanya Charitamrita to this world. Before that, his situation, his consciousness was such that he said, "Ki I am." We consider in Chaitanya Charitamrita also, Chaitanya Bhagavat also, that the most sinful and most fallen and most atrocious people were Jagai and Madai. And we go on describing their stories, how they were so sinful that even all the people in the world together, in the best of their capacity, for whole life, every moment, if they go on committing sinful activities, what number of sinful activities would be gathered that would be performed by Jagai Madha in one day? That was the kind of magnitude of their performance of sinful activities. And those personalities were delivered by Lord Nityananda's mercy. It's very difficult to understand, you know, how the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu is so deep and so powerful. And what is Krishnadas Goswami saying? I am more sinful than Jagai Madha also. Anybody who takes my name by mistake, he will lose all his piety. Whatever he has accumulated by great efforts and difficulty, he will lose instantly if he takes my name. And not only he will lose all this pious activity, but he will be incurring a sin by taking my name. That much fallen I am. And to such a personality, because Lord Nityananda was merciful, this sinful personality like myself could be delivered. This is what his statements are. At the fag end of 90 years of old age, he was requested by fellow devotees in Vrindavan to write about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because I think 50 years ago of that, Vrindavan Das Thakur appeared, you know, in Mamagachi. And then he was the incarnation of Vyasadev. And he wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. Very beautiful, sweet literature, which describes mainly about Lord Chaitanya. Actually, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, lot of descriptions are there. But Vrindavan Das Thakur, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also explains, that he tended to more focus on Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda's mercy. So many of the details of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes were not mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So devotees wanted to know it because he had heard it from Raghunath Das Goswami. So finally he understood that all devotees want. So whatever all devotees want, that is Krishna wants. So to get more blessings, he went to Lord Madan Mohan in Vrindavan. And he was praying to Lord Madan Mohan to bless him to be able to write the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because it is not easy to write about Supreme Lord's pastimes or narrate the pastimes of Supreme Lord unless one has the blessings and mercy of the devotees of the Lord. It's not that we read, we mug up and we recite. It's not possible like that. Devotees must be happy with you and must be blessing you. Then only one can actually recite or narrate the pastimes of the Lord. So he received that. And then he went to Madan Mohanji and was praying to Lord Madan Mohanji to actually bless him. At that very time, a garland of Lord Madan Mohanji fell down. And everybody around that time, you know, shouted killod of Jai Jai Kar, that this is the mercy of Lord Madan Mohanji. And Pujari immediately picked up the garland and wore it on the neck of Krishnadas Kaviraj. And that time Krishnadas Kaviraj understood that, yes, my Lord has given blessing to me. He says that, where is that? He says that my writings are like repetition of parrot. I write as he orders, that is Madan Mohanji. I write as he orders me, just as a puppeteer makes a puppet dance. He dictates and I write. This was his humility. He went to take blessings of all the Vaishnavas and he went to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami said, I will give my blessing to you, write Chaitanya Charitamrita. But my name should not appear. That's why in whole Chaitanya Charitamrita you will not find the name of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. We read it from other scriptures, how he was connected to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, ek se ek, matlab, you meet devotees in Chaitanya Charitamrita, simply one after another you get so many wonderful devotees, uniquely advanced and uniquely great and divine. Lord Chaitanya's name, form, qualities and leela, all manifested in the heart of Krishnadas Kaviraj, which later he translated into writings of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it is not just a mere effort of expertise or skill of writing. It was divinely empowered. It was a divine empowered literature which appeared in the heart of Krishnadas Kaviraj. No? Like Vyasadeva. All the knowledge appeared in his heart by the mercy of the Lord, which manifested in the form of Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, here are two quotations from our acharyas. How authentic Chaitanya Charitamrita is. Vrindavan Chakravarti Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, one time was writing commentary on Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And at that time, he came across Kama Gayatri, which we all receive in Brahman Diksha. So he thought that Kama Gayatri has got 24 syllables. Why it is having 25 syllables in the commentary of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? And he was wondering, what is the secret behind it? And he was not able to understand further by contemplation, so he thought, I will fast. Until I come to know about this secret of 25 syllables of Kama Gayatri, I will not continue further. And he was like dozed off in the middle of the night. At that time, Radharani appeared in his dreams. And she said, whatever Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is writing is perfect and correct. He is my very dear girlfriend. He brings great joy to me. I have blessed him to understand the most intimate truth about myself. Imagine this statement Radharani is making. I have blessed him with all the understanding of my intimate feelings about Krishna and about myself also. Do not doubt anything that he has written. When the syllable ya is followed by syllable vi, it is only considered half a syllable, as given in Varnagama Bhaswat Grantha. Radharani is quoting to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So Vishwanath Chakravarti woke up in ecstasy to understand the perfection of Krishnadas Kaviraj's writings. Then Narottam Das Thakur, disciple of Krishnadas Kaviraj, in Prema Bhakti Chandrika is writing, Krishnadasa Kaviraja Rasika Bhaktamaja Jene Kaila Chaitanya Charita Jene Kaila Chaitanya Charita Gaura Govinda Lila Shunite Golaya Shila Tahate Na Hoila Mora Chita. What does this mean? Krishnadas Kaviraj, of course, why is called Kaviraj? Because he was born in the family of Vaidyas. So the additional suffix is there. Kaviraj also. This is greatest Rasik Bhakta. He wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he also described the Leelas of Lord Govinda. And what is that scripture called? Govinda Leelamrita. He wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. He wrote Govinda Leelamrita. He also made commentary on Krishna Karanamrita, the greatest scripture of the ancient life. And he also wrote bhajan called Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan. A beautiful bhajan he wrote. So what is Narottam Das Thakur saying? Gaura Govinda Lila, when he is describing Shunite Golaya Shila, even the stone melts when he is reciting Gaura Lila and Govinda Lila. And look at me, fallen soul. Tahate na hoila mora chitta. Still my chitta, my heart is not attracted to the Lila described by Gaura and Govinda by Krishnadas Kaviraj. This is Narottam Das feeling, expressing the heart. And at the time, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that if everything is lost, all scriptures are lost, but Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita is present or intact or preserved, nothing is lost. Everything that the world requires to get delivered from cycle of birth and death is present in Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And worse than that, if even Bhagavatam is lost and Chaitanya Charitamrita is remaining, nothing is lost. That is a very bold statement. But he explains further, even those things which are not revealed in Bhagavatam are revealed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita is containing Bhagavad Gita and containing Bhagavat and much, much more. Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually the description of the devotees who are completely immersed in love of Godhead. The description and interaction between those devotees is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So what is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati saying? That all the great things were not revealed in Bhagavatam are revealed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined. Krishna having the mood of Radharani carrying in his heart and experiencing that, what happens when you have that mood. And what is Chaitanya Charitamrita? Chaitanya Charitamrita is sound incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The divine mystery of Radha and Radha's divine status and Radha's glories are found in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it may appear that, you know, all the ladies who are in Krishna Lila have become men in Gaura Lila. So where we experience Radharani's love? But it's a very concealed and a beautifully woven fact that all those dearmost sakhis of Radharani in Krishna Lila, they came as men and expressed the same love with each other in Kali Yuga scenario. That is what is relevant for us. In Kali Yuga scenario, not in Dwapar Yuga scenario, they express those interactions, and that is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Can there be any doubt about the supremacy of this literature called Chaitanya Charitamrita? This is what the question is asked by His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, I felt very nice and inspired actually, because when you understand this background, Chaitanya Charitamrita becomes very relevant. And what is most impressive to end our today's discussion is the mood with which he writes Chaitanya Charitamrita. He said, I am 90 years old. My hands are shaking. My eyes are showering tears. And whatever I write is also getting lost. I am not able to remember anything. I am so old. And still, this wonderful thing is coming out is simply a miracle. Everybody is actually trying to write something today. Adding in the garbage of the material world's literature. Just to have... मैंने भी एक किताब लिखा है. आई एम ऑल्सो हैविंग अ बुक ऑथर्ड बाय मी. द हियर इज द पर्सनैलिटी हु फील्स हिमसेल्फ अटरली अनक्वालिफाइड एंड सीज अ मिरेकल हैपनिंग थ्रू हिम इन द फॉर्म ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत बीइंग मैनिफेस्टेड. सो दिस इज द ग्लोरी ऑफ अ डिवोटी दैट ही मे गिव अ वंडरफुल लेक्चर और ही मे गिव राइट अ वंडरफुल बुक बट ही सिंपली नोज दैट दिस इज कृष्णा हु हैज रिटन. सेम वे विद अवर डियर श्रील प्रभुपाद ऑल्सो. ही यूज्ड टू रीड हिज ओन बुक्स. You may find very arrogant of somebody who is reading his own books. He is so proud that his book is so wonderful. He said, I never wrote these books. Krishna wrote these books. That's why I am reading these books again and again. It is Krishna's words. I need to associate with Krishna's words. And that was the realization, transcendental, beautiful, sweet realization that Krishnadas Kaviraj had, that it is not me. Because from all points of external understanding, I am old, I am unable to remember, my hand doesn't write properly, my memory is not good, but this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. So that is why each chapter he begins with prayers to all the Vaishnavas, each chapter he ends with prayers to all the Vaishnavas. That is the secret of a beautiful literature getting manifested in the material world. We all need to understand, if ever we write something, because it is the order of our acharyas, that we must write something. When Tukaram Maharaj said, Disa Maji Kaitari Lihave, every devotee who chants Hare Krishna should write something as a contribution of himself to the world. But while writing, one should seek the blessings of the Vaishnavas, blessings of the Acharyas, blessings of Gurudev, and constantly feel indebted and grateful to those devotees who have blessed us to write or say something. Then whatever we say or write becomes influential to the inner core of the heart of the listeners and causes the transformation of the heart. Ultimately, we want not to impress brains of people. Ultimately, the preaching movement, the essence of all preaching movement is to influence the core of the heart of people, move the heart, cleanse the heart, and make the heart so much transformed that it is offerable to the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the ultimate purpose of all our preaching. And for that, the mood of the devotee, of putting oneself at the lotus feet of devotees and Krishna, and begging for their mercy constantly, and then doing service as the blessing of their greatness, then all our work is successful. So we are very grateful because Lord Chaitanya Charitamrita is available by the hard work and devotion and surrender of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. If he would not write, then how would we get? If he would give it up out of humility, no, I am not the one, and he didn't write, then we would be bereft of such beautiful nectarian pastimes of exhibition of Radharani's love and sentiments. That is also like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed it in his pastimes, in activity, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj brought all those manifestations to us in the form of literature. And today we are also able to understand the Gaur Lila. Yadi Gaur na hoito, kabe tabe ki hoito, who will deliver, who will reveal to us the glories of Radharani, that he revealed by his actions, and those actions in the form of words are delivered to all of us in the form of book, Chaitanya Charitamrut. His divine grace, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Are there any questions or comments? Anybody wants to say something about Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shuddha Dev Brahman ki, Raghunath Das Goswami Maharaj ki, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami ji ki, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Final thanks to Srila Prabhupada, because he ultimately the final person who gave all these things in our own hands, in our language, in our understanding, in the local situation. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.